Look sharp, Tizard. Keep your team up. Sergeant Rick Lysander sent to Corporal Ray, his first team leader. Rick knew that was easier said than done. The squad was moving down a wide boulevard to the Talarian Government House. But with 13 Marines in the squad, all in personal integrated combat units, or PICs, they easily filled the road. Add in the civilians lining the edge of the way, and it was a pretty tight fit. Those civilians were none too happy, and they didn't hesitate to let the Marines know that. The locals didn't appreciate foreign mercs in their country, which seemed ironic to Rick, as the Marines themselves were not mercenaries. But they were there to get mercenaries out of a jam. The Foreign Legion might be semi-official, but in this case, they had been hired on as mercenaries, no matter how it was cut. A negotiating team from the Legion had arrived to work out a contract with the Talarian government, evidently without the support of the people. A flash on his visor grabbed Rick's attention. After 4 years in a PIX, the electronic displays on the visor were second nature to him, but this signal was different. He swung his head and looked past the images to the real world beyond. Something trailing smoke had arced up and was coming back down. Rick spun around, weapon ready, as the Molotov cocktail registered in his mind. It hit Lance Corporal Tiong in the back with a burst of flames as a blanket of fire spread over him. "Keep it steady. Keep moving," Rick sent over the squad circuit, anxious to avoid a violent reaction. Marines were not good at inaction. They were trained to react, and react with extreme prejudice. However, a Molotov cocktail wasn't going to do anything to a Marine in a PIX. And their ROEs, or rules of engagement, were very clear. No action against the locals unless it was life or death. A few flames did not fit the bill. Tiong didn't even falter. He just kept marching as the flames burned themselves out. Rick wondered what the people would do if they knew that Tiong, their first target, was actually a native of Talaria. Would they have held back, or would that have inflamed them even more? The Navy intel officer had laid out the political situation on the planet during their briefing aboard the FS Chapa. Talaria was one of three countries on the planet Suro. The nation shared a 1,650-kilometer-long border with New Guangzhou, a border where skirmishes had broken out over the last several months, as New Guangzhou was making noises about a reunification of the two countries that comprised the planet's main landmass. With only a small militia, the Talarian government called upon the Legion for help. The arrival of the negotiating team was widely broadcast in both countries, probably to both bolster the Talarian public resolve and lessen the resolve of the New Guangzhou people. That might have made sense, but the government was obviously out of touch with public opinion. If the masses around Rick's squad were any indication, the people of Talaria wanted reunification, and they didn't want anyone from off-planet there to force their hand one way or the other. Rick watched his visor display. Each Marine was identified as a blue avatar. He wanted to see a nice, even pattern. What he saw instead was a bunched-up group, almost a gaggle. With a blink, he zoomed out, and Second Squad's avatars appeared, displayed on the next street over, where they moved parallel to his Third Squad. They were even more bunched, given they had a much narrower avenue of approach. The lieutenant was with them too, and the Marines in the squad looked like they were forming around him almost as bodyguards, even if it wouldn't be obvious to someone outside of the platoon to identify him as anything other than a Marine in a PIX. "Grubbin Legion," Rick muttered under his breath. Rick actually had nothing against the Legion. Sure, there was the Marine-Legion rivalry, but on the whole, they were good guys.
They might have better equipment, and they certainly were paid better than the Marines, but a grunt was a grunt.
He just didn't understand why a Marine company was being sent in to rescue a Legion negotiating team. From a practical standpoint, it made sense. Golf Company had been going through routine jungle training on Ho'okuai on the other side of the globe. When things started getting dicey for the Legion team, the Legion brass on Cameroon made a request to the Federation Council for assistance. And here they were.